Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Not a game day eve, but a game day 13 hours from now, Nebraska, Illinois, Memorial Stadium. Ranked on ranked matchup. I've already felt the cause of today because I was trying to park in my parking garage over here. Couldn't do it.
Oh.
No can do.
Our garage is over here on game day. That one we cannot do. So
no can do.
No can do.
At midnight, they must have said, nope, you can't park in this garage. You go to your garage. So I am on the street right now. I'll probably get a ticket after the show.
No, you won't. Me and Bill park on the street every day. I've only gotten one ticket.
Well, Jake has to, but he'll be here longer. We get out of here before.
I'll try to make sure I move my car.
Yes.
Right at the end of the show. Yes. How about that?
Go to Embassy Suites and then go move your car.
Right. Absolutely.
He goes to Embassy Suites every day.
Every day.
My ritual. Yeah. Just walk through, you know? Just walk through the Embassy
Just
Suites.
Walk through. Yeah.
Anyway. So sometimes when I'm talking to you, Jake, if I have a question, sometimes I reach out to Jake right after the show. You're at Embassy Suites, told me that.
I think you called me yesterday or 2 days ago. I was definitely at the Embassy Suites at that time.
Are you getting a coffee or anything?
No,
or?
just walking through.
Because I will.
Are you getting a free breakfast?
No, I'm not that person.
You know what how I know? Because sometimes I'll sit in my truck and talk on the phone. I'll see you in my rearview mirror. Just, there he goes. There he goes, walking by.
Well, you used to sleep over there, Sip.
Do we have to bring that up?
I do not take a post-show nap at the Embassy Suites. I do not.
I visit there, though.
I did go over there a lot on the noon hours or after whenever I ate. I mean, whatever time it was.
It's a comfortable lobby. I'm not down on you guys whatsoever.
I swear to God, once they moved a chair where I used to like to sleep where the water trickled. There's like a.
Well, you were out in the open then.
Indoor, yeah. Yes, yeah. An indoor river, and they had a nice, comfortable sitting area. I thought it was a sitting area. Yeah. And then one day they moved the chairs. There's no chairs there. And all I could think of is they moved it because there's this guy that comes over and sleeps in the afternoon.
Yeah.
How long of a nap are we talking about
here? It could be an hour.
Did you snore?
No. I mean, you know how that goes. Come on, Jake. Think about it. You're in that big, what would you call an atrium?
It's an atrium.
Yeah, wow. And it's not.
Look at the word. Atrium was used this morning on the airwaves.
It's an atrium.
It's an atrium, 100%.
So it's, you wouldn't hear somebody snoring because there's a lot of activity, right?
Yeah.
Like the Holodome.
Yes.
Like the Holodome.
If I see someone sleeping in the airport, doesn't shock me. Someone just sleeping randomly in the atrium would probably, I'd be okay. That's interesting.
Oh,
that'd
really?
Be interesting to me. Yeah, someone sleeping, yeah. If I walked into Holiday Inn Express and there's a guy just passed out asleep at the...
I don't know that I was passed out.
Passed out and asleep is the same to me. You're still out. You couldn't answer questions.
But, well, I would go into, you know, sleep where you probably... I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? Drool a little bit.
Yeah, that happens. Hey, by the way, in Idle Chit Chat,
Ben's fine. Ben's here, by the
we
way.
We already have a fight on the YouTube channel today.
Boy.
We're fighting.
Why are we fighting?
What's going on?
Why are we fighting?
William put out a post that says, "Why do I feel like this is one of those sneaky games that we could lose?" Arg, GBR. Someone says, "Why are you putting that negativity on the feed, Hamir, man? Come on, William.
Why put it out in the air?
In the ether.
There it is.
Ether. Yeah.
And arg. People,
there, yeah, he's
like, oh,
he put arg. So we got people fighting on YouTube.
Pirate
guys,
sounds.
It's game day. Come on, we don't need negativity.
Can you use some more pirate sounds?
Arg.
William's a pirate, apparently, on the YouTube chat.
I think there's people some
are nerves. Pissed.
There was no problem with the ghost last night.
No.
Oh, the ghost. Yeah, tell me about the ghost.
Yes. Yeah.
The ghost was incredible. The place was packed.
This is Omaha Holy Ghost on, I'm going to say, 50-something in Q.
About right there, yes.
Yeah.
I can drive right to it.
Yeah, 50-something Q.
And that was really cool. I'll just show you this. This is
Omaha Holy Ghost. It's 50 years of Husker Thursday night talks.
So I get there, and they have this thing pulled up for me, which was just phenomenal here. If I can just somehow not screw it all up. Is at the very end.
It's 50 years of Husker talks. It used to be exclusively Nebraska coaches full time.
And how many times do you think you've spoken there, Sip?
I'd say 40.
Okay, 40.
So this would have been in...
Maybe not 40, I mean, but a lot. I mean, 20 okay. plus.
This would have been 19, probably 91 or 92. This was the lineup. Utah, Dan Young. Middle Tennessee State, Kevin Steele. Washington, jeez. Turner Gill. Arizona State, George Darlington. Oklahoma State, Tony Samuel. Missouri, Ron Brown. Colorado, Charlie McBride. Kansas, Milt Tenneper. Iowa State, Frank Solich. Oklahoma, Jack Pierce. Kansas State, in Tokyo, Bill Bush.
Wow.
That was on the list.
You made the cut.
From 1992.
Well, you spoke at the Ghost before.
Yeah, oh, I spoke at the Ghost several times.
I don't think you told us that yesterday.
But that was
didn't
back.
Know this.
So this was back in the 90s when I spoke.
Wow. Omaha Holy Ghost.
See, I thought this was your first time ever at the Ghost. Been there. You've spoken to the people before.
Did you have dinner?
What's that? Did. Sloppy Joe.
It's incredible. Nice.
It's really good food. Job. I'm telling you, if you don't want to even listen to this, you have zero interest in the speakers, just go eat. I mean, the food is that good. But the thing that was, here's what stood out was, I'm saying 20 people came up and talked to me, all breakers. Breakers across, they had shirts on, the three-legged stool shirt on.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible. I mean, there were the number of people at the, and I try to tell them, you can get it on YouTube or on the app as a podcast, because most of them are going, "Oh, it's tough sometimes, but I'm up every morning, 5:30, to get you guys at 6.
People know we do a show.
Yeah. That's very kind of you.
Yes, it was. It was like, I was like, wow. I was very thankful.
People are listening.
Right now, from the Ghost last night. Oh, we've broken into the Omaha market.
Yeah, we had a text.
We're into the Omaha market. How do you like that, Omaha?
Take that.
I like it.
Hey, by the way, We had a text this morning before the show even began from Field Stormer Mark on text line. He says, for early break, thanks to Coach Bush for his talk at the Ghost last night. He was amazing, and his stories along with his take on the game today were great. I listen every day on the podcast. Love the show from Field Stormer Mark.
Field Stormer
Mark. That was on the text line at like 4:30 this morning.
Good God.
Early.
And Mark had on the three-legged stool t-shirt.
Was that really?
Yeah. That was very nice. But just the people you cross in this world, it's incredible.
It is.
So thank you to the Ghost.
That's such a good feeling. I hesitate to bring up this Joel Klatt.
I would like you to bring... You told us before the show began.
Yeah, there's such a good positive vibe.
You said in Idol Chit Chat, Joel Klatt needs to be brought up. Of course,
what did he say?
Do you guys know...
Fox Sports broadcaster.
Introduce him properly again,
please. Joel Klatt is the former Colorado quarterback, now a Fox Sports broadcaster.
Tight end, I believe.
Analyst with Gus Johnson on the football games.
Do you guys notice in this world right now... This is just my worldview.
We're taking a shot at the world this morning.
This is my worldview.
Yeah.
Is it that the nature of the discourse is more acerbic? Like it's just
acerbic. Oh boy! Whoa!
Ben didn't even catch it. Look at Ben. Stop. Didn't even catch it. Ben, he said acerbic.
Here we go.
Yeah. What is that?
Ben? Okay. No, we're doing word of the day.
Yes.
Ben,
pause.
You can write it up there. It's AC. Hold on. God.
Well, you're the one that reports.
Yeah, why are you saying big words? We have to do this. All right.
Acerbic. That's not even a big word.
Acerbic is.
He's a man of many words.
Don't be indignant about it.
I missed everything. Didn't know you.
Word of the day already.
Indignant.
Well. Maybe too many words.
I don't like to portray myself as an expert.
And, well, questionable pronunciation at times.
Graham Mertz.
There's plenty of players like Thor Thormundson.
Thorbjornerson.
Yeah, that guy.
It's time for Steve Sipple's Word of the Day on Early Break.
All right, Sip. Acerbic?
I said that in this world it seems like there's more acerbic discourse. And that means acerbic is scathing, cutting, sharp. Forthright, mainly scathing and cutting is what I'm going for.
Aggressive. It's a very aggressive.
Yes, acerbic. We tend to be more civil on this show with our pushback. I think we kind of practice more civility. Joel Klatt was clearly not interested in being civil with this discourse about the AP poll. I got to get to this. It'll take me roughly 8 seconds to do this. He was, he just hammered the AP poll for some reason. I don't even understand why.
What was his reasoning behind it?
I'm going to read it to you. Okay. Get ready. It's pretty interesting.
Joel Klatt.
It's pretty interesting how acerbic he gets. He was very critical after week two. His opinion hasn't changed heading into week four. He, on his show, the Joel Klatt show, he said the AP voters have done a complete disservice to Nebraska. He starts off by saying that he says the AP poll is terrible. It is garbage. Stop looking at the AP poll. They have no idea what they're doing. They move teams up and down just based on their preconceived notions and never adjust their preconceived notions. I mean, garbage, don't look at it. I've never heard that. I mean, that's a level of, maybe I'm a snowflake and maybe you guys aren't struck by that. I was struck by it, like, wow.
I would ask the first question, how different is it from the coach's poll? Is it significantly different than the coach's poll?
I don't know about that. His poll, oh, God, the coach's poll. No offense. I've never paid much attention to it. But
he says his poll's just better.
Yeah, his is
Trust
much
me,
different.
Trust me, I'm Joel Klatt. I know more.
Yeah, he says, now, is mine any better? I'd like to think so, because I'll at least adjust in a big way when I see some teams really struggle or really dominate. Nate, I'll move teams quite a significant gap. He doesn't really get into Nebraska other than he says, meanwhile, the AP poll, like, come on, Nebraska is far better than the number 22 team in the country, which is interesting to me alone. I don't know that.
He's been hiding them all offseason on Nebraska.
Now, his poll is much different than the AP poll. Klatt has Texas number one. He has Ohio State number two. That's not so much different. Miami is that he has Miami at number three, followed by T- Tennessee, you know, you note that Georgia hasn't been. I haven't said Georgia yet. Well, Georgia's fifth in his pool. He's got Kirby ranked too low for some reason.
Kirby just survived Kentucky by one.
That's a W. They have not lost in how many regular season
it's
games?
It's been a while.
Wow, it's been over 40 games. So the AP poll has Georgia at number two, followed by Ohio State number three, Alabama number four, and Ole Miss. He's got Ole Miss way down the line. He has Alabama at six. Klatt does. USC seven. Ole Miss eight. Penn State 9 and Oregon 10. So there you go. That's it.
Joel Klatt has spoken. AP polls a joke and his...
Garbage.
And his poll is the truth, apparently.
Garbage.
All right. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by RenewYourAuto.com. Please call David or text him at 402-833-3858. He does everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bedliners, and more. Go to renewyourauto.com, 833-3858. It is a Friday.
What are we doing Friday?
Game day, but where are you listening from, people? It's time for a roll call. Name, age, we're listening from, and what else, Bill, today?
Have you ever had to use a bail bondsman?
Okay. We don't have them in Nebraska, which is interesting. But they're all over.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. I'm looking at YouTube, looking at Facebook, text line. Everybody's welcome to chime in for the
interesting
game
question.
Day dish of the mailbag.
I've always wondered that. You don't need them in Nebraska for some reason. Some legal expert could explain it to me. But you will still go to places where, in certain areas of town, you'll see a lot of bail bonds.
That must be something new because the bail bondsman was a thing in Nebraska. Something that's went on forever.
And yeah, so, since I can remember, there hasn't been.
Okay, to the roll call. People are chiming in. It's a waterfall right now coming in. Kip with us. Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida, chiming in. They haven't said anything about a bail bondsman yet.
The question's very fresh.
Ryan in
Sometimes
Delaware,
you don't want to admit it.
Ryan in Delaware, age 39, says no. Jackson in Valparaiso, age 29, also no.
Hard no.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, no bail bond, GBR.
You can admit it if you have.
It's okay.
Yeah. This is no judgment zone. Yeah.
Jockstrap, age 33, lifting weights in Imperial, never had to use a bail
lifting
bondsman.
Lifting weights in Imperial at five.
In a jockstrap.
His name's jockstrap. Probably is. Kristen like Fremont, vision. Age 48, never. Rod in South Lincoln, age 61. No. Robert Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48. No bail bonds.
Somebody's used a bail bond.
Yeah. We got to have somebody, right? Chet, yeah. Nebraska City says no, but I'm open to it.
Yes.
You
like
would
that.
Be if you're in a jam.
Yeah, Bruce, we're in a jam.
Bruce in Kansas, 47 years old. No. Connor in Lincoln, age 27. I don't know what a bail bondsman is.
Certain age group would.
Certain age wouldn't know. Yeah. There's our age group like that.
I'm not even positive exactly what the mechanism is.
They basically come in, they take the risk on you, and they pay your bail.
They pay your bail.
And then it's their job to make sure you show up to the court date or whatever they have to be able to get done.
And then you're
paying a percentage is what you're doing.
Okay, and then they collect the full amount at some point.
Yeah, it's a financial gain for the bail bonds.
Right.
Yes, it is. Yes. But if you show them, they screw it up, then it's on them. So that's kind of the risk. And bail bondsmen, usually you're working what time? 1 a.m. to about 5 a.m. Because it's usually somebody's been arrested for public intoxication or something like that, and they got to whip down to the deal and be like, I got him. I'll get him out.
Big Bird in Columbus, 864, no bail bondsman. Loudon in Muscatine, Iowa, 25, no bail bondsman.
Just admit it if you have.
Jennifer,
okay.
Age 66.
Jennifer, you've done
she
it.
She says, LOL, no bail bondsman. Give him an LOL on that one. Dylan across from Early Bird says, Hashhole. We'll yell that in a little bit.
We had a Hashhole last night.
Did you have a Hashhole?
We had Hashhole last night.
At the Ghost.
At the Ghost, yes.
Jeremy listening on the couch with his son Carter listening, no bail bondsman. Hello, Jeremy and Carter. Casey in Topeka says, not yet.
Not
a bail bondsman.
I like that. He's willing to have some fun.
Age 54.
Get out there.
Same for Brett in Minnesota. Brett says, no bail bondsman yet. Age 39, no bail bondsman yet.
You got time.
Turkey Sub, that's a new name for us. No bail bondsman yet.
Turkey Sub.
Age 31. Arnie in Lincoln. I love the name Arnie. 42 years old. No bail bondsman. He says, but shout out to Coach Ryan Held and the Undefeated Lopers, though, at UNK.
Undefeated Lopers.
Hey, nice job. Nice job, Coach Held.
Another Muscatine, Iowa listener. That's two. Wow. This Loudon and Brad.
Don't say it.
First roll call, but a listener since 2019. First time texter, long time listener.
So they live in Iowa and they're listening to our show. What could be the connection?
And
what
Muscatine is way east Iowa, almost to Illinois.
What? So wonder why they just don't listen to Iowa radio.
From Nebraska.
What's the connection?
What could it be?
We'll never know. Fresh in Waverly, John in Fremont. Good morning from the CVG Airport, Florence, Kentucky, age 57. Happy game day. That's Kurt.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Nice.
I don't know what CVG is.
I don't know. I'm pondering Ben right now. Ben is just completely
Zoned out. He has Corey, no idea.
We're doing a show over here, Ben.
Bobby Dean Smith, all one word, age 71, he says, now residing in Bogart, Georgia, a suburb of Athens. No on the bail bondsman, never had a speeding ticket. I'm 71 years old.
Wow.
That's impressive. I can't say the same myself.
Yeah, I cannot say that one.
I guarantee you, Jake can't
say that. By age 19, I couldn't say the same. Yeah.
No, Jake races around.
Yeah, he does. He whips around. As soon as he got the Accord, Colbert didn't always get over top speed.
But couldn't
do it. Just couldn't make it.
Guess who's on his way back to Lincoln? Joe and Boulder's coming back.
No
Are
way.
Today.
He's
Joe?
Coming to the game today.
Oh, stop by, Joe. You don't have to bring gifts.
No gifts. 4:30 or so. Chip in Howells. We've got Chad in Brownville. Never. No bail bondsman at all.
I don't believe
so far.
I don't believe it.
Husker Mike is walking on the treadmill in the basement right now, getting some steps.
And Good job.
David from Renew, we just shouted him out for RenewYourAuto.com, age 54, on a flight to Mexico. Never used a bail bondsman
at all.
Flight
to Mexico?
David's going to Mexico?
He's going to Mexico. Life is good at Renew.
Yeah.
It's good.
That and tells you right now.
You better go check him out. RenewYourAuto.com. Renew. Cole in Valley. Laverne in Hawaii is with us this morning.
Laverne.
Fritz, Shane in Waverly, K-State. Anthony, K-State hater Anthony with us says no bail bondsman. We've had none so far.
I don't know.
What shocks me about that is I've been part of, not actually for myself, but I've been in the room, you know, organizing a bail bondsman several times. Yeah, several times.
Have you?
Just trying to help people out. Yes.
Really? Yeah. In other states, because you've been around.
Stacy, who owns Cigars Lounge on the text line, age 59. Yes, for bail bondsman, but not for me. So he has dealt with the bail
like Bill.
Bondsman. Yeah. So thank you. We have somebody.
I was the middleman. I was a part of that. That's part of the negotiation.
Thank you, Stacy.
You would have been a good bail bondsman.
I feel like I would have been. Thanks,
you
Steve.
Okay, you're welcome.
Some from YouTube will move on. I promise for the roll call. Bolt. Ernie, who called in from Atlanta, is on his way to Lincoln today. Flying out here soon.
Thomas
in the Philippines, no bail bondsman, age 72. Thomas in the Philippines.
I wonder if the Philippines have bail bondsmen. It would be something that you wouldn't be able to probably read.
Brad in the KC Metro.
Ben, just stay with us, please.
Zach in Council Bluffs. Riley in Gretna, Dustin in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Fayetteville, love that, love it.
Sarah on East Campus, age 24. Dustin is on YouTube here. James.
Sarah, age 24 on East Campus.
East Campus makes me happy that
East
she's
Campus.
Listening.
Yes,
Jim,
thank you.
Jim in Lebanon, Indiana. Genghis with us, Jeremiah in South Carolina. Vicky and Jeff in Waverly, Minnesota. And we have Scott in Tulsa, Oklahoma. No on the bail bondsman.
Could you keep going for a while?
I could, but I don't really want to.
It'd be fun just to do a whole show.
The entire show.
I don't think the listeners would appreciate it.
At some point, me and Bill react.
Just saying.
Oh, Fayetteville, cool.
Cool, yeah. Todd.
Isaac and Lincoln. William and Scott Slough.
Just keep going.
Derek and Lincoln, Husker Rick. That's the roll call. Sponsored
Thank
by
you.
Your friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln at 48th and Holdridge. Bowling, billiards, darts.
That place will be packed tonight. Game will be on if you're not in attendance. I mean, I see people probably shutting her down about 3 o'clock, shooting some pocket billiards and getting ready to watch the game.
You know what? There's a lot of people off today. Just a lot of businesses said, don't worry about it.
Everybody who raised their hand today or at the Ghost last night was going. I said, get your kids, skip school. Don't jack around. Skip school. skip school. Work. Skip work. Don't try to be the guy. I'm going to try to work to about 4:30, see if I can. No.
No one cares.
You don't advocate that?
No. I'm sorry I'm late coming in. Second quarter, I had to work. Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah.
Get there in time.
Figure out a way. Come on. It's game day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people not working.
Don't be proud of working late today. Just get off and take
it.
That was always
from coaching in these Thursday and Friday night games. It's usually always a late arriving crowd. Warm-ups are way different usually because it is. People are trying to scramble. They worked half a day. It might be people in Lincoln trying to work their full day. Work till 5 o'clock and then, I'm going to the game at 7. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot. So I think traffic will be different.
Do you?
Because when you have
traffic or later traffic?
Because that 5 o'clock traffic is going to be because it's going to be wait. If the game was at 6:30, like the last couple games were, there was people parked in their spots and tailgating stuff by like noon or earlier. Now it's all going to be a one-time deal. So I think it's going to be way different.
Okay. Let me ask you, compared to Monday to now, Sip, Bill, listeners, do you feel better or worse about Nebraska's chance to win this game tonight? They're right, as of right now, still a 7.5-point favorite. At one point, was it 10? 8.5, 9.5, it's 7.5 points. Do you feel better today or worse than you did Monday about Nebraska, Illinois tonight? Sip.
Steve.
I would say no major change. Okay. I've been nervous. If I were a Nebraska fan, I'd be a little nervous about the game. I think it will be a four-quarter game. I think Illinois will push Nebraska, and Nebraska will ultimately win. But I don't envision. I guess the way I've been putting it is, I think it'll be a stressful night for Husker fans. A stressful night.
Yeah, I don't see that at all. I see
right. Me and Bill are different.
38-14 win. Maybe a 31-12 somewhere in there. Four field goals, good red zone defense. I do feel that it's going to get away a little later, though.
Okay.
Instead of being a 28-0 halftime,
sure.
I think it'll be a little bit of a later. But no, so far, it's been predictions have been good.
They have. You've been very strong, as have I. Yeah.
You picked Nebraska every
game. I
want
to compliment myself first, so I want to make sure I got that out. Then we'll get to you.
I don't want to pretend that Illinois is a top 15 team, though, or even maybe. I mean, their voter, Bob Asmussen of the Champaign News Gazette, was startled that Illinois he had to even ponder ranking Illinois. But the Kansas win did that.
Yeah, the bottom, not say bottom 10, the 25 through the 15s right now will be the change will be ridiculous.
Yes.
3 weeks from now. Yep. You'll be like, what? And so that maybe what Joel Klatt was talking about more about was the back end of the rankings, because it will be crazy. I have a hard time on some teams I look at and go, that's the 22nd or 23rd best team in the country, whoever they are.
Right.
And I'm like, so it'd be interesting. But like I said, I understand what Joel Klatt's saying about the back end, but the other part of it, the front end, those guys are pretty solid.
What makes me nervous about this game is largely the Illinois secondary and the fact they have 6 interceptions, the fact that their defense has forced 9 turnovers and they've only committed 1. And they have a couple guys in the secondary that are legit, you know. Xavier Scott is a corner that has 3 interceptions and everybody says he's just really good. That's a guy that can change the game. I mean, if he gets a pick at the right time or the wrong time for Nebraska, that could create momentum and that could last for a while. Okay, I don't know. I'm thinking out loud, Bill. But Illinois is an example of a team where if they get momentum, it's a little harder to wrestle it away from a team like Illinois sometimes.
Agreed.
God bless you.
Agreed, 100%.
Because they move kind of slow.
They're really well coached, prepared. Yeah. They've been through some things together. And so they got somewhat of a veteran team. So, yes, it'd be harder if all of a sudden, you know, things go crazy and UTEP's up, you know, 14-3. Yeah, you can wrestle it away from them easier at that. It would be harder to do a momentum away from Illinois.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Now, I don't want to go down that road because it's a negative road. And
we already have fights on YouTube
right,
about
we have,
that.
We have people.
At 6:05, there's a fight on YouTube.
And what did somebody do? They made the pirate sound.
I mean, arr!
So, that's just one thing. That's just one thing that is in the back of my mind. Xavier Scott and Miles Scott. You know, Xavier Scott's at corner. Miles Scott's their safety. He has two interceptions. They're veteran back there. They obviously disguise well. They're not great up front. They're not as good up front as they were last year. So you should be able to, I think you might be able to hammer away on the ground against them if that's the way Satterfield chooses. But I don't know what Satterfield's going to choose. I don't know what he has up his sleeve. I think that you could hammer away at him. And let's not act like we don't know what we're talking about. Rule wants to hammer away at teams on the ground. I mean, that's what he wants to do. And then play action pass. Get a lead, and then in the second half, maybe be a little more conservative. That's ideally what you'd want. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
We point out this defense for Illinois has forced 9 turnovers in 3 games. That was, Kansas did not look horrible in that game. They gave the ball away. And that killed them in the loss to Illinois. The stats were in favor of Kansas, weren't they, yardage-wise against Illinois?
Yeah.
Just the turnovers killed them in that
game. Well, they had a pick six. Illinois had a pick six with 36 seconds left to go in the first half.
Like I said, the
Xavier Scott.
Kansas is not the 85 Bears.
And, no, they're
and,
not.
And Illinois had like 250 yards of offense. Or 200 right. something.
What Bob Asmussen said is he said... He didn't understand it. He thought, okay, now this is a key quote from Bob, who's a friend of mine. He's been working at the Champaign News Gazette for years and years and years.
The Gazette.
He said that Kansas could have run the ball, just run the hell out of the ball, and suddenly they quit running. And he said it is inexplicable. So that would be good news. Now, something's on this man's shirt outside.
Can't read it.
I don't know what the hell that was. Dark. There was a breaker apparently outside.
Yes,
we are at.
We're not sure he's a breaker. There's a person.
I think he is.
11th and 0.
Are we 11th and 0?
So yes. You can come to that front window and look right in at us, like we're at the
an aquarium.
Henry Dorley Zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we are the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we're chimps. Chimps. Anyway,
my favorite thing is the penguins. I want to be a penguin.
Which one, penguin?
Yeah, I love the penguin exhibit.
Where was I going?
Champaign News Gazette.
Bob said that Kansas could have run the ball at him, maybe at will, and then just inexplicably quit running. Okay, file that one away. Is Nebraska going to be able to run it at him? They might be able to. They might. Well, that would be great if Nebraska was moving the line of scrimmage against a Big Ten team, a reputable Big Ten team.
Right, we had some concerns before the season about Nebraska's ability to run the football, which the offensive line was certainly experienced, but was it very good? And so far it has been.
It's
been very good through 3 games.
Through 3 games against subpar defensive lines.
Can you prove that in a conference game?
I would say these were subpar defensive lines. Subpar.
Agreed.
And Illinois is also subpar.
Well, no. They'll be a notch or two better. Oh, yeah. Not great by Big Ten standards.
I agree. But compared to the 3 teams they've played, they will be better than those.
We are on the same page today. Not great by Big Ten standards, Jake, but better than UTEP.
That's not like a Colorado. Ridiculously bold statement.
No.
It was UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa.
No, come on.
And so that's not an overly bold statement.
I wonder if Northern Iowa had the best D-line of those 3. I wonder.
What I saw, yes.
God, isn't that something?
I saw, yes.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about, a radio man from Iowa yesterday. I've been talking to a lot of media.
This is nice.
A radio man from Iowa, Kenny Miller, great friend, 30-year friend. Yeah. He remarked on the air yesterday, you've been coming on my show for 29 years. We are growing old. But anyway, he said that, I'm not surprised Northern Iowa did what they did. They're scrappy. Northern Iowa shows up for a fight. So not surprised Bill's saying they might have been the best defensive front that Nebraska's faced. They will scrap in the trenches. By the way, this will be a war in the trenches. I love the Big Ten because it is a fist fight down there. You coach those games. I watch it. I'm just like, whoa. Me and you aren't coming out of that area alive.
Yeah, it does. The Big Ten's real.
We're not.
You're going to die down
there. Well, me and Bill in that fray down there with Tony Finotti throwing punches? No, I'm not coming out of there. Right?
I'd just love to see you as a nose guard.
I'd just love to see you with a full gear.
Wait, this is the nose guard over here.
Right here.
What's wrong with this
guy? Four-point stance. Just like that neck roll on. Your Colts jersey out there. I'd love to see it. Culture. I don't know why this part of it didn't add up. I'm like, well, no, we're not going to come out. Look at us. I mean, right. Even when we were the right age, we didn't look. No.
I mean, I'm saying normal humans generally wouldn't come out of there alive. Jake, you might because you're younger, but
spry. I don't know. Jake is very spry. Yeah. Wiry.
You think I would not die in that situation?
It's possible you wouldn't.
I don't think I want to go against an offensive lineman or D lineman in the Big Ten.
So we'll see what happens.
You might want to maybe
Purdue. I don't want that fight.
So you're saying 38 to 14, something along those lines?
Yes. Yes.
The tan man, Keith Mann, was thinking, ooh, he's going to kill me for saying
I would stay away from that. Maybe
one. Oh, why?
Well, yeah,
because he's an official.
Yeah, he's official.
I think
he
probably doesn't want that.
All right, you stop me. Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Right now, we're safe, right?
We're safe
right now. He hasn't said anything, so
yeah, safe zone. Yeah. He was talking about his golf game.
It would have been incredible.
He used his top flight.
What if we went to see? What if we went to see on it?
Sip, I really like him.
He's a sports information director. I know, but I've watched a lot of film. And Keith did not say that. We're not telling what he's saying.
No, he's talking about his golf game.
Golf game, there you go.
He uses top flight, which people don't use as much anymore.
He does not use top flight.
Does anybody?
No. I guarantee you that golfer does not use top flight.
Really? See, when me and Bill play.
You use top flight if you are new to golf and don't care if you lose golf balls because you lose a million of them and they're rocks.
When me and Bill played back in the day, I used top flight.
That's telling about your golf game then.
I also would use it.
Judge. I thought this was the no judgment zone.
Here
we got another guy out there.
Right there. All right.
Yeah, what's
it's
that
got
say?
A hat. I can't see. Put it by the window.
Hash holes?
Tractor. It says tractor on it.
A tractor supply, maybe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Like maybe. I can't tell.
There's another man.
They're everywhere. It's game day. That's what happens.
Ben just waved at him. Ben just waved.
People just walk by. He's off his chair fast.
Yeah, you gotta see him shoot. When Bella comes by and gives the signal, all of a sudden just
he's
bing,
like Usain Bolt.
He was. He's just bing. He's gone out there. He's like, oh yeah.
Well, before we get to break,
if it's a man, he doesn't even get out of his chair.
We did tell you yesterday that we will be at the early bird.
The bird
on Tuesday, October 1st. We will be, but
it's magic.
If you are hungry and you are around today in Lincoln, coming into town for a full day of game day, why would you not go to Early Bird for breakfast, brunch, or lunch?
They're open right now, Jake.
They opened up 4 minutes ago at 6:30. They could be there.
Good job, Bill. Good time awareness.
19th and K, free parking, lots of parking, and the food is incredible. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Yes. A variety of pancakes. And, of course, you can try on this game day the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. Wow, that was a good one.
That was a pretty good one.
Bill heard one of those at the Ghost last night.
Also, I'm talking to a gal, and somebody walks by. Hash holes.
He yells and walks by.
Don't hesitate if you see any of us.
Please. Any of us. Yeah,
just do it.
Just fire out the hash hole. It's incredible. Right now, they're open and go and get over there. If you're there, send us a picture.
Jake.
Send us a picture.
I would like to tout their blueberry pancakes a little bit more.
Okay. Well, there's a variety. So
you can go off script sometime.
I don't have a script. Look, I just do it off my head. Like, there's no script for
I like the variety of pancakes, but when I go, you know what I'm going to get? What kind of pancake I'm going to get? Regular. Yeah, I don't do.
Isn't blueberry like the closest thing to regular?
I don't know. I don't dabble.
You push them back?
I push back.
Be civil.
Yeah. Chocolate chip pancake.
No.
No.
No, 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 no. No. Never.
I do one thing.
Never.
I do a regular pancake.
I think regular is the best. I don't like blueberry.
Yeah, really? I don't want to change.
See, I like blueberry.
But douse it with syrup, of course.
Yes.
Douse. No butter, just syrup.
Oh, I know. I'm all pushing syrup. Back on
oh,
that.
Oh, I do butter. I love the buttery syrup is the best.
Bill taught me to put butter between the pancakes.
And below.
I've seen that before.
As soon as the plate arrives, I put butter underneath the pancakes.
Early bird, 19th and K. When we come back, FSPs for the weekend. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.